We started the game well in, 11 v 11 as well. I thought that the second goal was a foul. I've seen it on the monitor. And Forbes wiped David Ford's legs away from under him. And, you have to give a foul in those circumstances. So that was a harsh decision.
It was a difficult moment in the game as well. Just as you got yourselves back into it, did you feel that with the Liam Trosser equaliser, you felt that now you had the momentum with you, you could have gone on and got the 3 points?
Yeah, we did, and they've gone straight back down the other end and got the winner. So it's a frustrating one. But as I said, I've got some sympathy with my goalkeeper because it was a foul.
What did you make of the performance of the team overall today?
Well, the performance wasn't bad. We've had many like that and lost by the odd goal. So, that's frustrating at the moment. Been a poor week for us with two losses. But, I'm the one who has to analyse it and make sure then that everybody's fit, available and pushing forward, because we need 21 points from the last 17 games to get to 50 points, and that's our aim at the moment. Now we have to turn some good performances and some good passing performances into results. We're giving soft goals away, and we're not ruthless enough in the other box. Get those things right and then look forward, and we'll achieve our aim this year.
With the combination of new players coming into the team and the squad, they're slightly bedding in, the likes of KO and Kane and Mason who have come in as well, are you confident that these are the players who are going to enable you guys to see yourself stay up in this division?
I am confident in the players. There are certain things we need to do and need to do better, but as you say, people like Andy Keogh will only help our options.